Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Well, it's time for a trending report before we get all to the local stuff. I do want to let you guys know that today is International Waffle Day.
Okay, now.
Yeah. I came down this past weekend and Nick Nack had made waffles, like the big Belgian waffles on the big, you know, the thing that you squish down and it's impossible to clean.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's like, here, there's like six of them left. And I ate all of them.
Yummy.
Just because I hate myself right now.
We had... So that's funny.
They're so good.
That's funny.
I like to put syrup in every little...
Yes,
crevice,
little divot.
Right?
You're like a child. You like fill each little square.
I do. I fill each square, and then I make sure the butter's in each square. And yeah, I take a lot of time with
my
waffles.
The waffle.
We should have a waffle. It takes like 3 minutes, right?
Yeah, we should have a
waffle maker here.
All right.
Well, let's talk more action, buddy. Get one in
here.
I want it tomorrow.
I think I will.
Do it.
You can do sweet or savory with a waffle, too. Like, you could put stuffing in a waffle and then get it all crispy.
That's more than a 3 minute waffle,
Katie.
You're really up in the game.
You take leftovers.
Bring one in, Josh.
Mashed potatoes.
No, I don't want mashed potatoes in my waffle maker.
Why?
Because that's gross.
Oh,
I want a
good
waffle.
Have you ever
syrup.
Done the hash browns in the
that's
waffle maker? You put
you
hash browns in there,
crispy and
you thaw out tots. Or you no. Thaw out tots and then you put tots in there and then you squish it down and bake them.
Yes.
Crispy.
I'm gonna bring you a potato waffle.
You can do
onion
rings in there.
You're gonna love it.
I barely like normal waffles.
Okay.
I don't know what the potato was. That's for the George Foreman grill, right?
Right.
There
right.
You go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Squeeze it down.
We're gonna have to try that though. I think you're gonna like the savory waffle. Right. Yeah. Don't knock it till you try it, Joshy.
Do you like savory waffles?
Yes.
Yeah, see,
we
that
do.
Doesn't fit in
doesn't
the song.
Doesn't work in the song, Katie.
Oh, we can make a new song.
No.
All right. What you got
fine,
for local stuff?
Fine. How about that new bodega at DIA? It is covered in $2,000 worth of pennies. Have you seen this?
What? It's really neat looking.
It is. Yeah, the floor that they had put in, it's Bodega D-E-N is what it's called at DIA. And they've got the normal stuff you'd see at a store at DIA, pillows, chargers, snacks, and stuff like that. But yeah, they're really getting some attention right now because there is 266,000 pennies lining the floor.
Imagine having to put all those down.
I know. Well, Josh, you said you saw them later. It all out, and you were like, what is happening?
That's a lot
there?
Of pennies.
But, yeah.
I was like, oh, it's
so
shiny. Look at that.
Yeah, what are they doing? But it's definitely a sight to see. I'm going to put a picture of it up in our Instagram stories so you can check it out. The Trump portrait.
We have been talking about this. Here
if
we
you
go.
Haven't heard yet.
Don't text us.
There is a photo of President Donald Trump.
It's
in
a painting.
Your painting, at the Capitol. And it's been hanging up there since 2019. But for whatever reason, it just kind of irritated him recently. And I get it, because it is a bad photo of him. It's a bad picture. It does not...
Can we just say, like...
It makes him look fluffy.
Like, political crap aside, no matter what party you're with, blah, 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 don't get all butthurt. It's not a good painting.
No.
Well, no one
if
wants
you look
to hang
at
a...
it... It's not good.
No, and no one wants to go hang a bad picture of themselves.
Exactly.
Like,
just think if you had a bad picture of yourself hanging in the Capitol,
you'd
probably
want it down to.
Jeremy
it
has
removed.
A horrendous, horrendous photo of me.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And he constantly posts it in our text threads.
I know.
I actually printed a copy out, and it's hanging in the office.
Yeah.
It is hanging in our office.
You just randomly
such a
put
bad
it
picture.
Everywhere.
It is so humbling. Because I see it, and I'm like, that's not me.
That's you, buddy.
Like, it's
well,
not me.
How about Katie Manychins? He's got a picture of
that's
me, too.
That's the one.
Listen, we've all got him. We
He's
all
got
him.
He's got a picture of me, too.
So if like a picture that you really did not like was hanging in a very public spot, you probably want it down, too.
Yeah, and he trashed the image in a social media post on Sunday, calling it truly the worst, and then it's just made
truly
rounds.
Truly the worst. One of the worst paintings ever.
Yes, and
everybody
the person
knows. Everybody
who,
says so.
The person who painted it, her name's Sarah. She's from Colorado
Nobody
Springs.
Even likes Sarah. Sarah's the worst name ever.
She I actually said, do back that up.
In a 2019 interview, she said she wanted this portrait to be neutral, and she wanted to paint Trump's likeness, and she wanted it serious.
Well, she made me look like a fatty.
Listen. Serious, non-confrontational, and thoughtful.
Well,
so those
look
were,
what happened.
That's what she wanted when she painted this portrait.
I don't
and
even like the frame.
I think he looks
the
a lot...
The frame is ugly, too.
I think he looks a lot softer than he normally does.
Yeah,
like, he looks
so,
no,
is a good
I mean,
version.
Softer. Thick. Like, not as angry. He looks softer, and I think she accomplished that, but you're right. As far as him being a little bit wider
I look
face,
like a frumpy dumpling.
Yeah,
a very frumpy dumpling. Many
like
people have told me.
A frumpy dumpling,
the
for
frumpiest
sure.
of the dumplingest.
But the latest on that is they did take that painting down.
It's gone.
They took it down.
He finally was like, stop it.
So I got my wish.
They took it down.
I'll make Colorado not a state if it's not there.
You know he'd do something like that, yes. too. But no word from Sarah on her thoughts on all this. Like, people can't find
Poor
her
Sarah.
To give a comment on this story. Like, the
I
last
probably would
comment
go into
we had
hiding too.
From Sarah was from 2019.
I'd be curious to see the rest of her portraits she's done, if she's
she
made them
Obama.
All look frumpy.
So she no, did the Obama one.
The Obama
one, and
one looks great up
looks
there.
Really
it's a
That's
really good painting.
That's yeah. the thing. It's like, oh, this, you know, Obama took 2 weeks, Trump took 5 hours.
It was a paint by
yeah,
number, I guarantee
still,
you.
She put a lot of work into this painting.
And she can only count to
her
10.
Her vision was just not seen.
It looks
the
like
way
she did Trump from memory, and she did Obama from.
Okay.
Like,
she had her eyes closed, frankly.
No, I
through
think
the entire
that
painting
her
closet.
Intent was there. Maybe she didn't knock it out of the park, but I think
she
might have
been
tried.
Sleepy when she did
tried.
That one.
Paint companies hate her.
Sleepy Joe did this one.
No, I think she all tried. Right. She tried.
Yeah, try
she
did. Next time.
Okay.
She
did. How about the Louisville hockey rink? Let's
what
talk about
that?
This. Well, they've had this hockey rink in Louisville since 1998. That's when they built it, right? And a lot of people do the inline skating and whatnot. And yeah. also, when you talk about hockey and perfecting your craft, I know Josh can attest to this. It's an expensive sport, especially mm-hmm. when you get out on the ice. So for people to come and practice and do their thing out on concrete, that helps them out a lot.
Dry land practice.
Is a huge, huge benefit for hockey players. But here's the thing is lately they've had pickleball courts move into the area.
Those
so,
monsters.
Yeah, half
I'm
of
so
the,
over pickleball.
Kind of,
no,
right?
It's the fastest grown sport
you've
in America.
Never even played it.
I know. You've
no,
never...
but listen, I've been to the rec center when they take over the gym.
Yeah.
And I like to run the track at the rec center, and you've got to kind of walk through the pickleballers to get to the track. Oh, they glare at you.
Do they get mad at you?
Oh, we had one lady like waving her paddle, like, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
All it did was make me walk slower.
I know, right? You're like, oh, no, did I drop a penny?
Yeah, she's like, let's go, let's go.
Stop and pick it up.
They get intense. My parents were doing pickleball. Like, the guy who was like, so intense, he went backwards and smashed his head open at the gym.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. No, pickleballers get intense, and they're pretty intense about their courts right now as well, because, again, half of these courts on this hockey rink are being turned into pickleball, and since, like, 2019, they've had half hockey rink, half pickleball, and everything seems to be fine. All of a sudden, fast forward to now, and it looks like the city of Louisville is looking to make it an entire pickleball
I would
court,
let them.
Completely
I would
wipe out the hockey rink. I don't like that.
Let
and that's
go.
What the hockey players are like, wait a minute. We were willing to share it. We've been sharing it for years now. What's the problem?
They
why do you have to take
those
it over?
Hockey players, they will lay them out.
Him check them out of here.
I'd like to see a fight between a pickleballer and a hockey player.
Oh, I'll
actually.
Drop the gloves
exactly.
all day with a pickleballer. Are you kidding
hockey
me?
Hockey players actually know how to fight.
No. Pickleballers will take you down.
No, they won't. They'll just wave their racket. Come on,
no.
let's go.
Jerry,
you said pickleball pimps aren't good enough to catch up with the hockey players.
They've got that
buddy.
Weapon. They'll take you out at the knees.
Here's some chicken into the boards. He's going to check you into the boards. That's
Look,
all
I will,
it takes.
I will back up the hockey players all day.
Same,
that's
all
really
day.
Frustrating. I understand pickleball is the big phase right now and has been for a year or two. That bothers me. They,
yeah,
if you've shared it, what did you say, since 2019 or something like that?
They've been sharing these courts.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, and here's the thing. Mm-mm. How many pickleball courts are out there? They're just
everywhere.
Building more
17.
And more. There aren't 17. A lot of outdoor hockey rinks. And so for them
no.
to completely take this over, I feel for
you
them.
You can use any parking lot.
No, you
can't. Just go wander around a mall.
It's not smooth enough.
Exactly. There's so much more into
it. I lost my neighborhood hockey rink years ago in my family's neighborhood, and I was so sad about that.
What did they turn that into?
It just never got resurfaced. It just kind of, like, weeds started growing, and no one ever did anything with it. And I was so sad about that. And, like, you just watch the nets continue to weather away and weather away. And it broke my heart because I grew up playing on that. And I will fight for the hockey outdoor hockey rinks all day long, especially for inline. Like, I inline skated constantly growing up.
Same.
But you have
I
ice.
Did as well.
You can go practice on ice.
No, but you don't always have ice, so it's called dry land practice, and you put on your skates and go play.
And it's a lot more expensive when you get on the ice every single time.
But you still
time.
Have that second option. Pickleballers don't.
No, they
pickleballers
do.
Can pickleballers can go play anywhere.
They can play indoor or
anywhere
or
there's
outdoor.
Concrete.
I'm for the pickleballers.
Anywhere there's concrete.
I'm for those older folks trying to stay healthy. and expand their life.
Well, yeah, on their 80,000 pickleball courts already.
I'm for them.
No, we are trying to grow the game of hockey in the state of Colorado. I'm trying to grow the game of pickleball. This is, you know.
I might start it. I might start playing pickleball just to piss you guys off.
Just to make us mad. You would do that. You would pick up a sport just
I'm going to start a new sport, too, where it's pickleball on ice. Then we're going to take over the ice skating rinks, too.
I will fight you.
He's going to come for you.
Little spike shoes.
Josh is going to check you into the boards.
It's going to be an awesome new game.
We're going to drop the gloves on this one, buddy.
Sorry to all the pickleballers out there that Katie and Josh,
is
are being
be
so
like,
mean to you.
Stick down, gloves off, shirt
sorry
over
to all
the head.
Sorry to all the hockey players that Jer's hating on right now.
You're going
to
be hip-checked.
I don't like that you guys
are
promoting violence this morning.
Okay,
sorry
stop.
To all the pickleballers that Josh is wanting you guys to get in fights.
Okay, so we did not solve any issues
nope.
with that story, but we want to move on to this one because there's
what?
A local Colorado man. We have to give him props. He actually just received a medal for honor for his bravery. He's from Rifle. His name's Alec Larson, and he was driving to Glenwood Springs when he saw the remnants of an accident that just happened, a bad head-on collision, and he saw one of the vehicles, a Subaru, was starting to catch flames, so it was starting to go on fire. There was a mom and a baby trapped in that car. So he ran to the car. He pulled the mom out. The mom couldn't do anything because she had numerous broken bones. She was in pretty bad shape. But when he pulled out the mom from the car, she was like, my baby's still in there. And Alec didn't waste any time. He grabbed some scissors from his work van. He ran to the Subaru and he tried to get the baby through the back seat. He couldn't get the baby because the car seat and he couldn't. Think of this. We're talking seconds. Seconds matter here. So what he did is he went to the hatchback and he pulled the baby out through the back. Like,
smart.
I would
so
never
smart.
Have thought that. And the baby was caught by the car
this
seat.
This is why you don't want Katie in an emergency
I
situation.
I never would have thought that.
Katie's
so
like,
well,
oh my
the baby's
God.
Stuck.
Well, sorry.
He took the scissors and he got the baby out of the car seat and everybody was safe. The mom had to go to the hospital for some injuries, but the baby was uninjured, which is crazy.
It's a lucky baby.
Those car
to
seats
think
are,
of this.
Look,
oh
the car seats,
gosh.
I know it's hard to get the baby out, but those things are very safe now, which is really, really good.
You're a car seat expert over here.
I know.
No, but they're,
yeah,
dude,
they are,
I have like 87 kids in my family. Yeah. What are you talking about? No, I know car seats.
Expert.
Yeah.
I know car seats.
The car seat was a huge factor in saving this little baby's life.
Sure.
And just so you know, the driver of the other car went to the hospital, is expected to make a recovery as well.
I heard this guy's an avid pickleballer, too.
Shut up. He is not.
Just
he's a hockey
story
player,
I
was actually.
Reading.
Huge
abs
fan. Said he loves pickleball.
Alec
huge
Larson,
hockey player.
State hockey champ.
Yeah,
look,
look
at that.
5'8", state hockey champ.
Look at that.
He's quoted saying, I'm so glad I saved this family and I hate pickleball.
That's actually a quote from the story right here. Hey, the new Daiso opened in Aurora. Do you know what that is?
Nope. What?
It's the Japanese store that is like crazy, crazy popular right now. It's at the Village on the Park shopping mall off Havana in Aurora. But two more Colorado locations are expected to open. I believe this is the next like Five Below, if you're familiar with Five Below.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they've got all that kinds of stuff. They've got snacks. They've got a lot of the little like stuffed animal anime things that kids like right now. So that's what Daiso is. And expect two more Colorado locations to open again. One at Cherry Knolls in Centennial and the other at Southland Shopping Center in Aurora. My old stopping grounds. But it looks like a fun store. I'm going to check it out for sure.
Those Five Below places are kind of fun to wander
super
through.
Fun.
So much fun.
You can get a lot of candy and
knick-knacky
chips.
Stuff.
You can.
Yeah. It's good for like kids' birthdays. You can go and buy some.
Yeah, when you don't want to spend too much.
Junk well, no, you get them a bunch of little things.
For like party favors and stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So again,
wedding gifts.
It's not the first one in Colorado either. The first one actually opened in Fort Collins, if you can believe it or not.
Did it really?
It's already
Five Below expert.
Daiso.
Look at you, Daiso expert.
Fort Collins. And hey, the Fan Expo Denver added two stars. So one of them from Lord of the Rings,
John Rhys Davies.
Rhys Davies.
He's from Indiana Jones.
Jones as well. Yeah, I know that you knew how to say his name, so I was like, you say it. You do it. And then Ernie Hudson. I know how to say that one.
Oh, the Ghostbusters guy.
Yeah, so
I'll tell you what, that guy's jacked,
stars.
And he looks good, and he's like 75 years old or something.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that's Gimli. Sorry, that's Gimli from, and the guy from Indiana Jones. He's a big deal.
Okay.
He's a really big deal.
Go crazy.
No, are you kidding me?
Well, you should go to the Fan Expo Denver, July 3rd through the 6th to see
them,
Josh.
The Fan Expo.
Sorry, that's actually
You know what?
That's
it's
really
funny.
Cool.
I think we're actually going to be in town this year for the 4th.
Ooh, are you going to go to the Fan Expo?
I might have to go to the Fan Expo.
Oh,
you know what we
gosh.
Should all do if we're all... Are you going to be in town for
I'll
the 4th?
I'll be in town.
We should go to the Rockies firework game.
Oh, I would would love that.
We should do that.
Yes,
as
we'll
a JKJ.
And then we'll go to the Fan Expo and the Rockies game.
I'll see the Fan
like,
Expo.
Why don't you do I'll fun things? I'll be playing pickleball that day.
No!
I don't think I'm going to go sit at Coors Field.
We're going to go hang
Dude,
out.
Dude, with a $13 beer in your hand? Come on.
Well, hey,
not when Ernie Hudson's in town.
One more fun story.
Ghostbusters!
One more fun story because when it comes to healthiest Colorado counties, what would you say is the number one healthiest county?
Douglas.
Jefferson.
Hey, it's Douglas County.
We are active AF.
Very active. And in fact, if you look at the map that they released for this exact story, the healthiest counties are those that lie along the mountain ranges. So anywhere that is close to the mountains that you have easy access to trails and what Colorado's known for, those counties are really leading the pack here. Pueblo, dead last, even though they've got some mountains down there, but the southern part of Colorado, really not healthy when it comes to this, and they took civic infrastructure, high school graduation rates, access to parks, and voter turnout to access these
and
outcomes.
And cash money.
Exactly, but
Douglas County has some cash
out
money.
On top. Here's the thing I wanted to add to this story just real quick when it comes to the friendliest states in the country. I just want to give it to Colorado because we are number seven.
Hey, top seven,
baby.
We're number seven.
Hey. Number Minnesota, seven. That Minnesota nice, they are number one.
They're number one?
Yeah. North Dakota's not on the list.
Minnesota,
I can't believe
it.
Some of the worst people that I met when I lived there.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because like everybody, the thing is you wave to everybody. And I think that that just automatically makes you friendly. And that's part of the Minnesota culture is if they see you, they'll wave, you know. But I don't know.
Yeah.
New York, dead
last. What's up with North Dakota, though?
I don't know.
They don't have enough people to generate
the population. That's
what Josh
said. He's like, there's only seven of them, so they didn't make the voting turnout
super
for
nice,
the story.
It's too cold to wave there.
You're like, it is. You'll lose a hand.
But my wrist will fall off.
But a good look for Colorado.
Well,
number
that's
seven.
Nice.
We are so friendly.
Unless you're on any highway here and then everybody's tailgating and flipping you.
Double bird.
Not so friendly.
Good Lord.